بسم الله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله ومن ولا وبعد. Okay, today this is our session number 16. Session number 16, reading from Lessons in Arabic Language, Book 3, Level 3. Dr. Fa Abdul Rahim, Islamic University of Medina, Arabic Language Institute. According to our homework, proposed homework assignment schedule, today, bi-idhnillahi ta'ala, we're going to be taking a new lesson, that is lesson number 6. And so we're going to start with first looking at the English key, which is one page only, page 30. And then after that, we're going to look at the Arabic text, dialogue at the beginning of this lesson, which is on page 59 and 60. And then we'll look at the exercises. Yani, we'll look at the exercises for this lesson. I think the exercises are 5 or 6 exercises. 1, 2, 3, 4. Okay, so there are 5 exercises. Now, okay, so let's get started. Yani, this is actually the beginning of emphasis on looking at the formulation of words. Yani, how words are formulated in the Arabic language in accordance with certain patterns. What is known in Arabic as a wazn. It's plural, awzan. So these patterns, we're going to be looking at some of these patterns for various different things in this lesson. We're going to be looking at the patterns for nouns which are used to represent the time or the place of a particular action. And in the next lesson, we'll be also looking at a few patterns that are used to represent the noun, the noun that's used to represent an instrument, a tool or an instrument that, yani, its meaning is derived from a particular verb. So we'll be looking at this for the next few sessions. Today, bi-idhnillahi ta'ala, we're going to be looking at two patterns. Both of them are used to represent the noun of place and time. Both of these patterns are used for place and time. And we'll talk a little bit about how we will determine which one we'll use, any of the two patterns, since they both can represent place or time. Each of them can represent either place or time. This lesson is, as I said, it's the beginning of some focus on patterns. We're going to be looking at certain patterns for nouns and patterns for verbs, different types of verbs. We're going to start looking at the verbs that have extra letters added to them, mazid, thulathi mazid, in this particular course as well. So let's just look at the English key, and it's relatively brief, and it's not that complex, so hopefully everybody has already read it and perhaps already understood it. So let's see if we can go through it, read it together, and bring any clarification where there's a need for it. Top of page 30. Lesson 6. In this lesson, we learn the formation of the nouns of place and time. In Arabic, it's known as Isma al-Makani wa-Zamani. Isma, yani, meaning being the dual of Ism. Ismani. Because it's an idafa, it loses the noon. So instead of saying Ismani, you say Isma al-Makani wa-Zamani. Or you can say them individually. Ismu al-makan and ismu al-zaman. Yani, the noun of place and the noun of time. Both have the same form. Yani, the ism zaman and the ism makan, both of them have one form. And that form is either maf'alun or maf'ilun. Yani, ism zaman is either maf'al or maf'il, and ism makan is also either maf'al or maf'il. So these two patterns, maf'al and maf'il, are used, both of them are used for ism makan, and both of them are used for ism zaman. Okay, again, in this lesson we learned the formation of the nouns of place and time. Isma al-makani wa zamani. Both have the same form. Yani the, both the ism zaman and ism makan, they have the same form, and that is either maf'al with fatha on the ayn, or maf'il with kasra on the ayn. For example, mal'ab, yani with fatha on the ayn, means the time or the place of playing, because this pattern is used both for time and place. So the word that comes from this pattern, it could either mean yani the time of that action or the place of the action, or in some cases it can be used for both of them, time and place, and from the context you know what is intended. Okay, so mal'ab is derived from the verb la'iba yal'abu on the pattern of maf'al, became mal'abun, yani the time of playing or the place of playing. Similarly, maktabun means the time or place of writing, from kataba yaktubu, yani this form of the verb maf'al here, maktab from kataba, means the time of kitaba, writing, or the place of writing. Similarly, matbakh, matbakhun means, yani from tabakha, yatbukhu, means the time of cooking or the place of cooking, yani the kitchen. And then we see, yani from the other form, maf'il with kasra on the ayn, maghribun means the time of the setting of the sun, or the place of the setting of the sun. Meaning, it means the time of the placing of the sun, meaning sunset time. Maghrib means the sunset time. And Maghrib also means the place of the setting of the sun, meaning the west. Sun rises in the east and sets in the west. So the place of the setting of the sun is called Maghrib. And the time of the setting of the sun is called Maghrib. And similarly, Mashriqun, yani means the time or the place of the rising of the sun. So these are examples for both patterns, maf'al with fatha and maf'il with kasra. Maf'al, yani for maf'al we have what? Mal'ab and maktab and matbakh. And for maf'il we have maghrib and mashriq. And we'll see more examples for each of these two patterns. Okay, now we want to look at what? How do we determine which pattern is going to be used? The way we determine if we're going to use maf'al or maf'il, since both of them, yani, are used for the same thing. Both of them can be used for ism makan, and both of them can be used for ism zaman. So how do we determine when we're going to use maf'al, and when we're going to use maf'il? Yani, is this something that we can just do as we like, or is there a rule that we have to follow in determining when we'll use maf'al with fatha and maf'il with kasra? Okay, so the rule here is, yani, for maf'al, it is on the pattern of maf'al with fatha on the ayn in the following cases. So on the pattern of maf'al in the following cases. And then they give us A and B. The first case, it's going to be maf'al if the verb is naqis. Yani naqis means mu'tal al-lam. Yani the weak letter is on the end. If the verb is naqis, irrespective, irregardless of the vowel of the second radical. Yani it doesn't matter, because if it's not naqis and it's not mithal, we're going to be looking at the vowel of the second radical, the middle radical. But in the case, if the verb is naqis, we're not even going to look at the vowel of the second radical of the mudari verb. We're not even going to look at that vowel. If it's naqis, it's automatically, yani, on the pattern of maf'al. So for example, the naqis verb, jara yajri. Jara yajri. We don't have to look at the vowel. Once we know that jara is a naqis verb, yani mu'tal lam, then automatically it's going to be on the pattern of maf'al. So it became majra or majran. Yani, jara means to run. So the meaning of majran means the place, the course, the place that the, for example, water flows in. The course of its flow. Yani is the majran or majra. Similarly, laha yalhu. Laha is also a naqis verb. Why? Because the third radical, the final radical, is a weak letter. So laha yalhu, automatically by being a naqis verb, is automatically on the pattern of maf'al with fatha. So it became malha, malhan. Yani the place, yani laha yalhu is yani lahu, yani any entertainment, or yani that which is useless, yani doesn't have any benefit or any value, just waste of time. Yani so the malha is the place of entertainment, yani where people are being entertained. Malha. So this is the first case in which the pattern that we're going to use is mafa'al, if it's a naqis verb, irregardless of looking at the second radical vowel. The second case is if it's not naqis, and I should add here, if it's not naqis and it's not mithal as well, because these two, naqis and mithal, if it comes from naqis or mithal, it's automatically going to be with naqis, mafa'al, and with mithal, it's automatically going to be maf'il. But if it's other than naqis and other than mithal, then we're going to look at the middle radical. Okay, so the second case for maf'al, if it's not naqis and it's not mithal, we're going to look at the middle radical. And if the second radical of the non-naqis and non-mithal verb, non-naqis and non-mithal verb, because naqis is automatically maf'al, and mithal is automatically maf'il with kasra. But if it's neither of them, we look at the second radical of the non-naqis verb and the non-mithal verb. If it has fatha or dhamma in the mudari, middle radical, second radical of the mudari, for example, la'iba yal'abu. Yal'abu has fatha on the middle radical, the ayn, has fatha. Therefore, yani it's automatically going to be, if it's fatha or dhamma, it's automatically going to be mal'ab. I mean, it's automatically going to be maf'al with fatha. Okay, so from la'iba yal'abu became mal'abun, yani a playground. Yani the place of la'ib, playing. Similarly, from the verb shariba yashrabu, again, the middle radical of the mudari verb has fatha, therefore it's going to be maf'al. And so from shariba yashrabu you have mashrab, drinking place, yani the place where yani people are drinking. Shariba yashrabu, the place of drinking, mashrab. Now we see the other situation here when it's going to be maf'al is either if the middle radical is fatha, as we saw in yal'abu became mal'ab and yashrabu became mashrab. And likewise, if the middle radical vowel is dhamma, it's also going to be maf'al. So maf'al, if it's fatha in the middle radical vowel, and if it's dhamma in the middle radical vowel, in both cases, fatha or dhamma, it's going to be maf'al. So we see from dakhala yadkhulu, to enter, we see the pattern that's used, because the middle radical vowel in the mudari is dhamma, it's madkhalun. Madkhalun, yani the place of entering or the entrance. And similarly, yani from tabakha, which means to cook, yatbukhu, middle radical vowel has dhamma, and therefore it's maf'al, matbakh. So the pattern we're going to use is maf'al, matbakhun, means the place of cooking or the kitchen. Okay, so this is the first pattern, maf'al. Both of these patterns, maf'al and maf'il, both of them are used for the ism makan and the ism zaman. But how do we determine whether we're going to use maf'al or maf'il? We're going to either look at to see if the verb is a naqis verb, that's automatically going to be maf'al. Or we're going to see if it's a mithal verb, it's automatically maf'il. If it's not naqis or mithal, we're going to look at the middle radical. If the middle radical is fatha or dhamma, it's maf'al. As we just saw, yani from the middle radical being fatha, and yal'abu became mal'ab, and yashrabu became mashrab, and the middle radical is dhamma, yadkhulu became also madkhal, and yatbukhu became matbakh. So all of these, mal'ab, mashrab, madkhal, and matbakh, all of them on the pattern of maf'al, because the middle radical vowel in the mudari is fatha or dhamma. So the only other option now, the only other vowel that the middle radical can be is kasra. So we know automatically if the middle radical is kasra, then it's going to be maf'il. Kasra on the middle radical of the mudari verb, kasra is maf'il with kasra. If it's not kasra, fatha or dhamma is maf'al with fatha. And that is, if first we identify that it's not a naqis verb and not a mithal verb. Because naqis verb is automatically maf'al. And mithal verb is automatically maf'al. If it's neither of them, then we look at the middle radical vowel of the mudari. If it's fatha or dhamma, it's maf'al fatha, or dhamma is maf'al with fatha. Kasra, it's maf'al with kasra. Alright, so let's look at examples for the maf'il pattern. The maf'il is going to be, that's the pattern we're going to use if it's a mithal verb or if the middle radical has kasra. We're going to use the maf'il pattern with kasra. Okay, so they said, it is on the pattern of maf'il, maf'ilun, in the following cases. One, if the verb is mithal. Any mithal means what? That it's a mu'atal verb where the weak letter is in the beginning. So it's called mu'atal al-fa. Mu'atal ayn is when the weak letter is in the middle. Mu'atal lam is when the weak letter is on the end. So the mithal is mu'atal al-fa. The weak letter is in the beginning. So if it's a mithal verb, irrespective of the vowel of the second radical, it's automatically maf'il. Mithal is automatically maf'il, just like naqis is automatically maf'al. But if it's neither, yani naqis or mithal, then that's when we look at the middle radical vowel of the mudari verb. So here we're saying what? Maf'il is going to be used if the verb is mithal, irregardless of the vowel of the second radical. For example, from waqafa, yaqifu. We're not looking at the middle radical vowel, we're just looking at waqafa is a mithal verb. So automatically it's maf'il, so it became mawqifun. Mawqifun, yani the place where you stop. Yani waqafa, to stop or to stand. Right? So the mawqif means it's the noun that represents the place or the time of waqf, of stopping or standing. Mawqif is used as, for example, a parking lot or a car park, yani where people stop and leave their cars. Mawqif. Yani, so on the pattern of maf'il, why? Because all yani ism, zaman, or makan that come from mithal verbs are always going to use the pattern of maf'il. Just as if it's from a naqis verb, it's automatically going to be on the pattern of maf'al. The second case, when we're going to use maf'il, if it's not mithal or naqis, and we look at the middle radical, and it's kasra, if the middle second radical of the non-mithal and non-naqis verb is kasra in the mudari, then it's going to be maf'il. Just as we see in jalasa, yajlisu. Jalasa, yajlisu. It's not naqis, it's not mithal, we look at the middle radical, it's kasra, then we use the yani maf'il pattern. So it became majlis. From jalasa, to sit, yani the place of sitting, sitting room, majlis. Likewise, from the verb nazala, yanzilu. It's not naqis, it's not mithal, we look at the middle radical, it's kasra, so we use the maf'il pattern. So from nazala, to descend, to come down, to get down. Nazala yanzilu, the pattern for the ism zaman or makan is going to be maf'il pattern, manzil, manzilun, place of getting down, place of getting down. There's a footnote here. I'm going to skip the footnote for a second and just go to the end of this discussion here. As far as the patterns, maf'al and maf'il, we said that how do we determine we're going to use maf'al or maf'il? If it's naqis, it's automatically maf'al. If it's mithal, it's automatically maf'il. If it's neither of them, we look at the middle radical vowel of the mudari verb. And if it's fatha or dhamma, it's maf'al. If it's kasra, it's maf'il. Now we want to add to that a note. Before we look at the footnote, we want to say a ta marbuta may be added to both patterns, maf'al and maf'il. A ta marbuta may be added to it and formulate a word like such as from nazala yanzilu, manzila, manzil, manzilatun. Manzila means position or station or status. And we also have, yani on the maf'al pattern, adding ta marbuta, yani madrasatun. Yani maf'al, madras, adding ta marbuta, madrasatun. So these words, yani manzila and madrasa, are from the pattern of maf'il and maf'al with ta marbuta added to them. Okay, and there are other any words that you may, other nouns that come from these two patterns, that you may also add tarmabuta, such as maktabatun and mahkamatun, and we'll see those words as we go through. Okay, so now this is the end of what we wanted to say. When do we use maf'al? When do we use maf'il? Yani, depending on the verb being naqis or mithal, or depending on the middle radical vowel. If it's neither naqis or mithal, we look at the middle radical vowel. If it's fatha or dhamma, became maf'al. If it's kasra, became maf'il. And both of these patterns may sometimes have added to them a ta marbuta to form another noun that comes from that root. Manzilatun and madrasatun are examples of that. Now let's look at the footnote, which is really in reference to the fact that there are exceptions to, yani, this method or rule. There are exceptions to this method or rule of determining when we're going to use maf'al and maf'il. There are some exceptions to that, okay? Okay, so the exception to this, it says, exceptions to this rule are masjidun. Yani masjidun is from sajada yasjudu. It's not naqis, it's not mithal, and the vowel in the middle radical is dhamma. And we said that if it, the vowel in the middle radical of the mudari verb is dhamma was fatha, then it's the pattern of mafa'al. But here we don't see masjid, we see masjid. So according to the rule, it should be masjid. This is an exception to the rule, masjid. Because the middle radical vowel is dhamma, it should be masjid. But in fact, the Arabs use it as masjid. Another exception to this rule is mashriq. From sharaka yashruku, yashruku, yani the middle radical vowel, is dhamma. So therefore, it should be on the pattern of mashraq. But we see it as mashriq. And a third exception to this rule is maghrib. From gharaba yaghrubu, yani the middle radical vowel has dhamma, and therefore it should be yani on the pattern of maf'al or maghrab. But instead of maghrab, we have maghrib. So these are exceptions to the rule. They are not following the pattern that the rule requires of them. Yani, yasjudu should be masjid, and mashruku, yani, from yashruku it should be mashraq, and from yaghrubu it should be maghrab. But instead, we have masjid, mashriq, and maghrib. Okay, so these are exceptions from the rule. But the rule is still intact, except that there's exceptions to everything, right? Okay, so this is the end of the English key. This is the end of the English key. And now we're going to look at the dialogue, which is brief, yani a page and less than a page and a half. We're going to look at the dialogue, and we're going to look for examples of these patterns of maf'al and maf'il, and see if we can identify them as we're reading, and also understand why they came on, which pattern they came on. And if they came as maf'al, why is it maf'al? That should be because it's either a naqis verb, or the middle radical of the mudari has fatha or dhamma. If it came maf'il, that should be because it's either from a mithal verb, or the middle radical in the mudari is kasra. Okay, so let's just look at it. Let's read. And basically, yani, we're going to be, the benefit of the reading is improving our reading ability, our comprehension skills, and our recognition of the new grammatical points and the new vocabulary words that came for this lesson, as well as yani, grammatical points and vocabulary words that we had, that are repeated here, that we had in previous lessons. Okay, so number one, we want to read in an audible voice to practice our reading skills, and we want to make sure that we comprehend what we're reading. So we're going to read carefully and try to digest what we're reading. In order to do that, we have to know the rules of grammar, and we have to know the vocabulary. So we have to emphasize the importance of learning these grammatical rules one by one as we take them, and also we must also pay attention to memorizing the vocabulary as much as possible. Okay, I see the question up there. I'm sorry, it came a long time ago, but it seems like it's clear now. Okay, it seems like it's clear now. Is the second condition, can I restate it as the verb that is sahih? No. It doesn't mean that the verb has to be sahih, as you understand already now. But the second condition, yani for either of the two patterns of mafa'al and mafa'il, if it's not naqis and it's not mithal, then the second thing that we have to look for is the middle radical vowel. Is it yani fatha or dhamma, mafa'al or kasra, mafa'il, irregardless of whether the verb is sahih or yani or another type of verb that's not yani sahih, yani it has a weak letter or double letter and so on. Okay, let's look at the dialogue on page 59 and 60. At the top of the page, الدرسو السادسو, the sixth lesson. المشرفو. المشرف is the one who is supervising, right? So the مشرف, the supervisor, بعد التحيتي. بعد التحيتي, after greeting, the مشرف says, أأنتم المشتركون في رحلة الحج? And he says to a group of students, are you all mushtarikuna, yani participating, from ishtaraka, yashtariku, are you all participating in the trip for hajj, the hajj trip, rihlatil hajj? Are you all, yani mushtarikuna, participating in rihlatil hajj? Ahmed, one of the students, says, na'am, yes we are. The mushrif then says, and the supervisor, he says, and this is, yani this is a note, what he is doing before he says anything. يَعُدُّهُمْ وَيُنَادِيهِمْ ثُمَّ يَقُولُ. Yani يَعُدُّهُمْ, he is counting them. Because he has a certain amount of students that are supposed to participate. He wants to make sure that he has his correct number. يَعُدُّهُمْ, he is counting them. وَيُنَادِيهِمْ, and he is calling them out. Yani by their names. ثُمَّ يَقُولُ, then he says to them, أَنْتُمْ الْآنْ 18. Yani you all are now 18. Meaning, I have counted 18 students. Aina Hamidun wa Abdul Hadi. And some of the copies of this book, they change the wording from one name to another name, and sometimes they make these changes. In my copy, it has Abdul Hadi, and some copies it has, as some of the students in the past, when we were going through, said they had Abdul Baqi. In any case, the mushrif, who's taking them on a trip, who's supervising them, he counts them, he's calling them out by their names, and then he says, you all, antum al-an, 18, you're 18. Aina Hamidun wa Abdul Hadi, or Abdul Baqi. Where's Hamid and Abdul Baqi? Any meaning? He counted the students, he called off their names, he checked them off, and he finds Hamid and Abdul Hadi or Abdul Baqi missing. So one of the students, Al-Bara, says, Hamidun fil maf'ami. Hamid is in the maf'am. Amma Abdul Hadi or Abdul Baqi faqad dhahaba ila al-masrifi. Sayatiyani ba'da 10 daqa'iqa insha'Allah. Yani Hamid is in the maf'am. And as for Abdul Hadi, faqad dhahaba ila al-masrif. He went to the bank. سَيَأْتِيَانِ, the two of them will come بَعْدَ عَشْرَ دَقَائِكَ, after 10 minutes, inshallah, Allah willing. Okay, first, I want to identify here the word مَطَعَم, yani is ism, zaman, or makan, from طَعَمَ, from طَعِمَ يَطَعَمُ, طَعِمَ يَطَعَمُ, yani طَعِمَ means to eat, and the مَطَعَم is the place of eating. مَطَعَم is the place of eating. Why is it on the pattern of mat'am? Because in the mudari, the middle radical ayn in the mudari has fatha. Fatha dhamma became maf'al. So it's mat'am. The second ism, zaman, or makan that came here is masrif. From sarafa yasrifu. Sarafa yasrifu. Yani in the mudari, the middle radical has kasra, yasrifu. Therefore, it became on the pattern of maf'al, masrif. The place of yani changing, exchanging currencies, for example, the bank, masrif. In the next line, the mushrif says, أَمُسْتَعِدُّونَ أَنْتُمْ? Are you all ready? Yani مُسْتَعِدُّونَ, from إِسْتَعَدَّ يَسْتَعِدُّ, مُسْتَعِدُّونَ, are you all ready? Yani ready to go? استعد الحسن. One of the students says إن شاء الله, and if Allah wills. Ali, another student says, asks a question, متى السفر إن شاء الله, when will be the journey, the traveling, when will we travel إن شاء الله. The Mushrif says, في الساعة الثالثة بإذن الله, يعني في الساعة الثالثة, يعني the third hour or 3 o'clock, by the permission of Allah, بإذن الله. Ahmed says, أين نلتقي, where shall we meet, يعني at 3 o'clock, where shall we meet. أين نلتقي, from التقى يلتقي, أين نلتقي نحن. The Mushrif says, نلتقي, we will meet, في موقف السيارات بالجامعة. I'm going to stop here and look at this sentence. نلتقي في موقف السيارات بالجامعة. يعني we will meet at the موقف of cars. موقف السيارات, يعني the parking lot, the place of stopping for cars, بالجامعة, at the university. The university parking lot. Okay, here's a اسم مكان وزمان, موقف. It's from a مثال verb, وقف يقف, automatically without looking at the مضارع verb, middle radical vowel. مثال is automatically مفعل. So it became from وقف موقف. موقف, the place of stopping or standing for cars at the جامعة, university. Then he goes on to say, يجب أن تكون هناك قبل موعد السفر بنصف ساعة. يجب, it is obligatory that you all, and تكونوا, يعني here تكونوا is from originally تكونون, but it's منسوب because of N. The sign that is منسوب is the omission of the noon. يجب أن تكونون, it is obligatory for all of you to be there, هناك قبل موعد, before the موعد of سفر, بنصف ساعة, يعني half an hour before the موعد of سفر. So when is the موعد, the appointed time for traveling? When is the موعد? يعني when somebody asks him, when will we travel? He said, الساعة الثالثة بإذن الله, 3 o'clock. So they have to be there half an hour before the موعد, before the موعد of سفر. Half an hour before that, يعني 2:30. Here I'm looking at the word موعد. This is a اسم زمان or مكان. موعد, يعني is on the pattern of مفعل. Why? Because it's a مثال verb. Automatically it's مفعل. After a pause, the Mushrif goes on to say, هاتوا حقائبكم, give me your bags, your luggage, or bring your luggage, bring it, or give it to me. وضعوها في السيارة الواقفة أمام مدخل المهجع. And then put your bags, bring your bags and put them in the car, السيارة الواقفة, the car that is واقفة, that is stopped or parked, أمام مدخل المهجع, in front of the entrance to the dormitory. Here we have two words, مدخل, from دخل يدخل, because the middle radical vowel is ضمة, then it's مفعل. And مهجع, يعني from هجع, يهجع, and it means to sleep peacefully or to be calm or quiet. And the مهجع is the place where a person sleeps. يعني the مهجع is the dormitory. And here, because the middle radical vowel from هجع, يهجع is فتحة, so it's مفعل مهجع. One of the students, another student, نائف, says, لما يأتي زملاؤنا الساكنون في المهجع الثاني. لما, يعني ما جاء بعد. لما means, يعني لما يأتي means they didn't yet come. يعني لم يأتي means they didn't come. لما يأتي means they didn't come yet. Who didn't come yet? زملاؤنا, our classmates. الساكنون, who are living or residing في المهجع الثاني, who are living in the second dormitory. Our classmates who are living in the second dormitory didn't come yet. The Mushrif says, أولئك سيلحقون بنا عند محطة القطار القديم والقديمة. محطة should be القديمة. نعم, the old station, old train station. Okay, so the Mushrif says, أولئك, those classmates of yours, سيلحقونا, they will, يعني لاحقة, they will meet us, they will meet us, بنا عندما حتى, at the station of the train, يعني القديمة, the old train station. Here again we have اسم زمان مكان محطة, يعني it's from حطة يحط, يعني the middle radical vowel, it's not مثال and it's not ناقص, so the middle radical vowel is ضمة, حطة يحط, so it became مفعل, and remember we said that both of these patterns, مفعل and مفعل, sometimes may have added to them تاء مربوطة, so we have محطة. محطة means the station or the stop, يعني where people get stay over for a minute. Station, stop, stopping place, bus station, in this case train station. Mahatta al qita, the station of the train. Al qadima, the old train station. Okay, going to page 60. Ibrahim, another student, says, come hum, how many are they? Yani the students that are going to meet us at the old train station. The Mushrif says, hum asharatun, they are 10 students. Yani asharatun is feminine because yani the ma'dud is masculine, tulab. Amr says, nahnu dhahibuna fil yawm as-sabi', yani we are going on the 7th day, al-yawm as-sabi'. أخشى أن يكون الزهام شديدا في المطاف والمسعى أو مسعى في المطاف والمسعى. يعني Amr says that we, another group of students, are going on the 7th day. I fear, أخشى, I fear from خشية, أخشى أن يكون الزهام شديدا. I fear that the ziham, the crowding, will be shadid, will be severe. في المطاف والمسعى, in both the مطاف and the مسعى. And these are two words that are اسم زمان المكان. يعني مطاف is from طوفة, يعني طاف يطوف, طاف يطوف. So the middle radical vowel is ضمة, therefore it's مفعل, therefore it's مفعل, يعني مطاف. يعني this is the أجوف verb, so it has some irregularity here, but طَافَ يَتُوفُ, like قَامَ يَكُومُ, is originally طَوَافَ. So it should have been, يعني on the pattern of مَفْعَل, مَطْوَف, مَطْوَف, يعني مَطْوَف, but instead of مَطْوَف, they made, got rid of the wow and made it alif, so it became مَطَاف, مَطَاف. Okay, مَطَاف means the place of طَوَاف. Yani, tawaf is what? The circumambulation going around the Kaaba. So the place where people go around the Kaaba, yani, is the mafaf, the place of tawaf. The second word is mas'a, from sa'a, yas'a. From sa'a, yas'a. Here, the mudari verb, I'm sorry, not the mudari verb, sa'a, yas'a is a, yani, naqis verb, right? So the naqis verb is automatically gonna be مفعل. So from ساعة, يسعى became مسعى on the pattern of مفعل. Pattern of مفعل. Now, after this, and after the student says, we're going on the 7th day, and I feel it's going to be, you know, severe crowding in the place of طواف and the place of سعي. يعني مسعى is the place of سعي. يعني the place where people exert themselves, running back and forth between As-Safar and Al-Marwa. Mas'a, the place of Sa'a, exerting oneself, running. The Mushrif says, La takhaf, don't fear. Allahu Al-Muyassiru, Allah is the one who makes things easy. And we should add, yani, if He wills. If He wills. Yani, as the Prophet ﷺ said, Allahumma la sahla illa ma ja'altahu sahla. There's nothing easy except what You made easy. وَأَنْتَ تَجْعَلُ الْحَزْنَ إِذَا شِئْتَ سَعْلًا, and you are the one who makes difficult things easy, in شِئْتَ, if you will. So he said, the Mushrif says, لَا تَخَفْ, don't fear, اللَّهُ مُيَسِّرُ, Allah is الْمُيَسِّرُ, the one who makes things easy, if He wills. And after a pause he says, أَنَا ذَاهِبٌ إِلَى مَتَّبِي, I'm going to my office. And here we have مَكْتَب, from كَتَبَ يَكْتُبُ From kataba yaktubu, the middle radical vowel, it's not naqas or mithal, so the middle radical vowel here is yaktubu is dhamma. Therefore, it's automatically, fatah dhamma is automatically, yani maf'al. So, maktab. He's going to the maktab, the place of writing. La tansaw anna maw'ida, anna maw'idana as-sa'atu al-thaniyatu wal-nisfi. Al-thaniyatu wal-nisfi. He said, don't forget, our maw'id is as-sa'a thaniya wa nisf, yani thaniya wa nisf, 2:30. Remember he said, when are we going to travel? At 3 o'clock? Yani he said, when is the travel? He said, sa'a thalitha, we're going to travel at 3 o'clock, bi-idhnillah, and when shall we meet? Yani half an hour before the maw'id. So the half an hour before the maw'id will be 2:30, that's why he said here what? Maw'idana as-sa'atu al-thaniyatu wa nisfu. Our appointed time of meeting is going to be at 2:30. Fi mawqif as-sayyarat, in the place where the cars are stopped or parked, yani the parking lot, insha'Allah, if Allah wills. Okay, again here we have the word maw'id, which we, yani from wa'ada ya'idu, I think we had maw'id already. Yeah, we had maw'id. So maw'id is from wa'ada ya'idu, it's a mithal verb, so it's automatically, and a mithal verb is automatically mafa'il. And then we had mawqif, and I think we also had mawqif previously, so it's from waqafa yaqifu, it's a mithal verb, it's automatically, yani mafa'il, mawqif, the place of stopping or parking of cars. Okay, this is the dialogue, and we've seen yani several words here that are ism, زمان المكان يعني مطعم مصرف موقف مدخل يعني محطة محجع مكتب مطاف مسعى and so on موعد. So these are examples of both patterns مفعل and مفعل, and the reasons why we have discussed already, we'll come back to it when the exercise requires us to come back to the lesson and point out those things that we just got finished pointing out. Okay, now let's look at the exercises. Exercises for this lesson, there are 5 exercises, so we look at the first one. The first one is generally comprehension. Let me look at my time. How are we doing for time? Okay, inshallah. First exercise, comprehension. It says, we're on page 60, Tamarin, exercise number 1, Ajib an al-asilati al-atiyati. Answer concerning the following questions. ما عدد المشتركين في رحلة الحج? What is the number of those who are participants in the Hajj trip, yani rihla al-hajj, rihla til-hajj. Yani adduhum 30 taliban, yani their number is 30. How do we get 30? Well, there were 18 students when the mushrif counted. Two of them were absent, Hamid and Abdul Hadi. And then there were other students, yani who they were going to meet somewhere else, and they were 10. So that makes, yani 18 and 2 plus 10 is 30. Number 2, أين ذهب حامد وعبد الحادي أو عبد الباقي? Where did Hamid and Abdul Baqi go? يعني حامد ذهب حامد إلى المطعم وذهب عبد الحادي أو عبد الباقي إلى المصرف. Hamid went to the cafeteria, the lunchroom, the place of eating, and عبد الحادي أو عبد الباقي went to the bank. Number 3, متى موعد السفر? When is the appointed time for traveling? موعد السفر في الساعة الثالثة بإذن الله تعالى. The appointed time, the meeting time for traveling is 3 o'clock by the permission of Allah. It's 3 o'clock. Or, يعني that's the time of the traveling. They're going to meet a half an hour before. نعم. Number 4, أين يلتقي الطلاب? Where will the students meet? وفي أي ساعة? And at what hour? يعني, where will the students meet? And at what hour? What time will they meet? يلتقي الطلاب في موقف السيارات بالجامعة. يعني, the students will meet in the parking lot of the university. وفي أي ساعة? يعني, يلتقي قبل موعد السفر بنصف ساعة. They will meet half an hour before the appointed time of traveling. يعني The appointed time of traveling being 3 o'clock, they'll meet half an hour before at 2:30. Number 5. أين يلحق بهم طلاب المحجع الثاني? Where will they meet up with them? يعني the students from the second dormitory. Where will they meet up with them? يعني سيلحقون بهم عند محطة القطار القديمة. يعني they will meet up with them at the محطة القطار, the train station القديمة, يعني the old train station. They will meet up with them at the old train station. Okay, number 2, exercise number 2 is the core of this lesson. And it's the Arabic explanation of the ism, zaman and makan, and the clarification of when and how we choose the two patterns, one of the two patterns, whether we use maf'al or maf'il. This is the Arabic explanation. So this is the core of the lesson, inshallah. We already read it and discussed it in English. Now we want to read it and discuss it in Arabic. Exercise number 2, page 60. كلمة موعد. The word موعد مأخوذة من وعد يعد is derived or extracted from the verb وعد يعد. Okay, why is it موعد? Because وعد يعد is a مثال verb. Alright, we're going to talk about that in this explanation, but just for a reminder. كلمة موعد مأخوذة من, it is derived from or formulated from the verb وعد, to promise, يعد, للدلالة على زمان الوعد أو مكانه. So it is derived from وعد يعد, the verb to promise, وعد, to point to or to indicate the time of the وعد, of the وعد, the time of the promise, or مكانه, or the place of the promise. يعني so موعد means the time of the promise to meet, or the place that we promise to meet. So it means the appointed time, or the promised time, or the promised place. لِدَلَالَتِ عَلَى الزَّمَانَ الْوَعَدْ أَوْ مَكَانِهِ. يعني the time of the promise, or the place. وَتُسَمَّ إِسْمَ زَمَانٍ. And it is called إِسْم زَمَان. إِذَا كَانَتْ لِدَلَالَتِ عَلَى الزَّمَانِ. يعني if it is being used in this context, to point to time, a time reference, then it's called ism zaman. It has both meanings, ism zaman and makan, but if it's used to point to a time reference, then it's called ism zaman. Wasma makanin idha kanat lidalalati ala al-makan. And it is called ism makan if it is being used to point to a place. If it's being used to indicate, yani, a place reference, then it's called ism makan. If it's being used to indicate a time reference, it's called ism zaman. It has both, yani this pattern, both of these patterns, maf'al and maf'il, are used for ism zaman and ism makan. It's called ism zaman if it's referring to a time. And it's called ism makan if it's referring to a place. Turning to page 61, ism or isma as zaman wa makan, these two nouns, the ism of zaman and the ism of makan, ismani masrugan, yani masrugan, masrugan lidalalati ala zamani al-fi'li aw makani. Yani these two nouns, ism zaman and makan, are two nouns which are masrugani, yani they are formulated lidalalati, to point to zaman al-fi'l, the time of the action, أو مكانه, or the place of the fi'l. زمان الفعل or مكان الفعل. يعني these two nouns, اسم زمان and اسم مكان, are formulated to point to the time of the action that this noun is derived from, or the place of the action. وَيُصَاغَانِ مِنْ الْفِعْلِ الثُّلَاثِي الْمُجَرَّدِ. And they are formulated from the يعني triliteral مجرد, يعني فعل ثلاثي مجرد, meaning مجرد من زيادة, يعني the triliteral verb that doesn't have any extra letters added to it. يعني like you add to كتب, يعني كاتب, or أكتب, or like you add to, for example, يعني دخل أدخل, or you add to يعني علم علم, وتعلم like this. Adding letters, this is the يعني فعل ثلاثي. When you add letters, it's مزيد. Here we're talking about these nouns are formulated from the مجرد. يعني the ثلاثي, the triliteral verb that doesn't have any extra letters. And we'll be looking at the مزيد, ثلاثي مزيد, in this course, in level 3. And we'll be looking at more of it, most of it, in level 4. But we will see the ثلاثي مزيد verb. Here we're talking about what? The مجرد. Doesn't have any زيادة, any extra letters added to it. Meaning extra letters to make a different form of the verb. Okay, so these two nouns are formulated from the فعل الثلاثي المجرد على وزن مفعل with فتح or مفعل with كسرة. ويأتياني على وزن مفعل إذا. And now they're going to explain to us when is it going to be, when we're going to use the مفعل pattern and when we're going to use the مفعل pattern. And there are two cases for مفعل and two cases for مفعل. And we said in summary that if it's ناقص, it's automatically مفعل. If it's يعني مثال, it's automatically مفعل. If it's neither of them, then we look at the middle radical vowel, the مضاري vowel, the middle radical vowel of مضاري. If it's فتحة or ضمة, it's مفعل. If it's كسرة, it's مفعل. Okay, so that's what we're going to say now. And then also we're going to mention that what? That both of these patterns sometimes have تاء مربوطة added to them. Okay, so when is it going to be مفعل? يأتياني على وزن مفعل. يعني the اسم زمان, this is talking about dual, اسم زمان and اسم مكان, both of them come on the وزن of مفعل إذا, in the case where one كان الفعل ناقصا, if the فعل is a ناقص. نحو, for example, مجرا, from جرى يجري. مجرا, يعني the course or the place where the water streams or flows down. مجرا, could be a drain or something like this. So if it is ناقص, then it's going to be مفعل. For example, مجرن from جرى, this is a ناقص verb, جرى يجري. The second case is going to be مفعل. أو كان المضارع مفتوح العين. يعني the عين, the middle radical of the مضارع is فتحة. مفتوح العين means that the middle radical has فتحة. أو مدمومها, or if the middle radical has ضمة. And here there's a note, and that note refers back to what we talked about before, that there are exceptions. يعني for example, مشرك, يعني its middle radical has ضمة. مغرب, its middle radical has ضمة. مسجد, its middle radical has ضمة. They all should be يعني on the pattern of مفعل, but instead يعني they came on the pattern of مفعل. يعني مشرك, مغرب, and مسجد, these are exceptions. Okay, so that's a footnote referring back to that, which we discussed from the English key. Okay, so the second case is going to be مفعل when? If the مضارع عين, middle radical, has فتحة or ضمة. For example, ملعب, that's on the pattern of مفعل, from لعب يلعب, because the مضارع has فتحة on the عين, يعني on the middle radical. مكتب, that's مفعل, from كتب يكتب, because the middle radical, the تاء of the مضاري, has ضمة. So if it has فتح as in يلعب or ضمة as in يكتب, then it's مفعل, ملعب and مكتب. Now we look at when is it going to be, يعني when is the اسم زمان or مكان going to be on the pattern of مفعل with كسرة. ويأتياني, يأتياني means the اسم زمان and or اسم مكان, these two things, يأتياني على وزن مفعل, on the pattern of مفعل, إذا, one, كان الفعل صحيح الأخير, مكسور العين في المضاري. يعني if the verb is صحيح الأخير, meaning, what they mean by صحيح الأخير, meaning the last radical is صحيح, it's not a ناقص verb, that's what they really are saying here. If the verb is not a ناقص verb, because we said, right, if it's ناقص, it's automatically going to be مفعل. But if it's not a ناقص verb, it's صحيح الأخير, يعني the last radical is صحيح, it's not a weak letter. And مكسور العين, and the middle radical of the verb is كسرة, مكسور العين. عين represents فعل, represents the middle root letter, middle radical. And مكسور means that the middle radical has كسرة. So if the verb is not a ناقص verb, it's not, it's يعني it's صحيح الأخير. It's not a ناقص verb. Okay. And the middle radical is كسرة in the مضاري. Then it's going to be مفعل. For example, مجلس. From جلس يجلس. يعني it's not a ناقص. And it has كسرة in the middle radical. So it's مفعل. Same thing, منزل. From نزل ينزل. From نزل ينزل. It has كسرة in the middle radical. So it's يعني مفعل منزل. That's the first case. If the middle radical is كسرة, it's not a ناقص. Okay, then we look at, if it's not ناقص, we look at the middle radical. The middle radical is فتحة ضمة, it's مفعل. If it's كسرة, then we said here is what? It's مفعل. The second case is going to be مفعل. أو كان مثالا صحي الأخير. Or if it is a مثال verb, that is صحي الأخير. Meaning, it's a مثال verb that doesn't have a weak letter on the end. Okay, it's a مثال verb, and it's not ناقص. Doesn't have a weak letter at the end. Then if it's مثال and it's not ناقص, it's automatically مفعل. For example, موقف from وقف يقف. Here we're looking at what? The middle radical? No, we're looking at the fact that it's مثال. So it's automatically مفعل, موقف. And موضع, a place, يعني يعني from وضع, to put something down. موضع, place. From وضع, يضع. Again, we're not looking at the middle radical here. We're looking at the what? The fact that it's a مثال verb. If it's مثال, it's automatically مفعل. If it's ناقص, it's automatically مفعل. If it's neither of them, then we look at the middle radical. فتحة, ضمة is مفعل. كسرة is مفعل. So two cases when it's going to be مفعل. When? If it's either a مثال or it's neither a مثال nor ناقص, but the middle radical is كسرة. مجلس from يجلس. منزل from ينزل. And then finally we said قد تلحق مفعلا ومفعلا ها التأنيث كما في مدرسة محكمة مكتبة منزلة. قد تلحق يعني مفعلا ومفعلا ها التأنيث, يعني the ها التأنيث, the تا مربوطة. قد تلحق يعني تلحق is the verb referring to ها التأنيث or تا مربوطة. The تا مربوطة may sometimes be added to, تلحق, be attached to مفعل pattern and مفعل pattern, as in مدرسة. That's the مفعل pattern with تا مربوطة, from درس يدرس مفعل, because درس يدرس ضمة. And in محكمة, from حكمة يحكم. حكمة يحكم يعني middle radical vowel has ضمة, therefore it's مفعل with تا مربوطة. And the same thing with مكتبة. مكتبة from كتب يكتب, يعني middle radical vowel is ضمة, so it's on the pattern of مفعل with تا مربوطة added to it, مكتبة. And منزلة يعني from نزل ينزل, يعني it has middle radical مضاري has كسرة, so it's مفعل pattern with تا مربوطة attached to it, منزلة. Alright, so the summary of this point here, exercise number 2 is the explanation of what is يعني the اسم زمان and مكان, what are its patterns, it's مفعل and مفعل, when do you use مفعل, in two cases use مفعل when it's a ناقص verb or يعني when it has فتح or ضمة in the middle radical مضاري verb, and use مفعل when it's a مثال verb or the middle radical vowel has كسرة. And if it's neither ناقص or مثال, then we look at the middle radical vowel. If it's فتحة or ضمة, it's مفعل. If it's كسرة, it's مفعل. Okay, and sometimes either of these patterns, both of them, may have sometimes تاء مربوطة added to them. And we saw an example of each. مدرسة, يعني مفعل, and منزل, مفعل. Okay, after this we're going to exercise number 3, يعني in which we're going to practice deriving يعني an اسم زمان or اسم مكان from the following verbs. The instruction says on the top of page 62, exercise number 3, صغ, يعني formulate, أسماء الزمان والمكان, the nouns of زمان or مكان, time and place, من الأفعال الآتية, from the following verbs. Okay, we're going to formulate the اسم زمان or the ism مكان from the following verbs. Okay, so the first column, alif, we're going to do alif and then we're going to go across and do the second column on the top, that's ba, and then we're going to go down to jim from the right column and then we're going to go across again to del. Okay, so we're going to go from alif to ba, across, and then jim, go down, and then del, go down. Okay, so we're going to go alif, down. When we get to jim, stop there. Then we're going to go across to ba, and we're going to go down, and we're going to go to the next level. We're going to go jim, down, and then del, down, just so that nobody gets lost. All right? So hopefully you already did these, and I hope that you got them all right. In the alif column, any we have, all of these verbs in this column are naqis verbs. All of them are naqis verbs. Okay, so this is going to be the case when what? When it's automatically going to be maf'al. Alright, because naqis is automatically maf'al. So from sa'a, yasa'a, we have mas'a, mas'an, or mas'a, yani the place of moving, running quickly, or the place of exerting oneself. The mas'a is the place of sa'i, yani where people do sa'i between Safa and Marwa. They run or walk quickly between Safa and Marwa. From sa'a means to exert oneself or to move quickly or to run. The next one, laha, going down under alif, laha yalhu. Yani, this verb means to, yani, waste time, to engage in that which is of no benefit, amusement and play. Laha yalhu. Again, it's a naqis verb, so it's automatically maf'al. The ism makan of zaman is malha, place of entertainment, amusement. The next one, rama yarami, to throw something to a place, to throw it. How far can you throw it? Where will it reach if you throw something, right? Rama yarami, to throw. The ism, zaman or makan that comes from it, because it's a naqis verb, is automatically maf'al. Marama. The marama means the goal, or where it will reach when you throw something. It may also mean a person's aim or purpose. In sports, the goal is what? Yani in soccer, there's a goal that you're trying to kick the ball into, right? That goal, where you're trying to make the ball reach that goal. So, marama means the place that you are trying to reach. The extent that something will reach, or the aim or purpose or goal, marama. Awa means, you know, awa ya'wi, yani it's a naqis verb, so it's automatically going to be maf'al. Ma'wa, ma'wa, yani awa means to seek refuge or shelter at a place, right? To seek refuge or shelter. So the ma'wa, yani, is a place of shelter, or place of refuge. The next word, nafa yanfi, automatically, yani because it's naqis, it's maf'al. The ism zaman makan, manfa or manfan. Manfa means, yani nafa means to eject or to expel or to place a person in exile, to banish them. So nafa yanfi, ism makan, yani manfa means the place to which a person is exiled or banished. Okay, now we're going to go across to B column and we're going to look at, yani, the next set of verbs. These verbs, if you had looked at them carefully, you'll see that they are not naqis, nor are they mithal. Okay, so now, if it's not naqis or mithal, we do what? We have to look and see, yani, if the middle radical of the mudari is fatha, or dhamma, in which case it will be maf'al, or kasra, in which case it will be maf'il. Alright, so this B column, the first verb is la'iba yal'abu. Again, these are not naqis or mithal, so we're going to look at the middle radical vowel. La'iba yal'abu. Middle radical vowel of the mudari is fatha. So it's going to be maf'al, mal'ab, yani the place of la'ib, playing. Next one, ta'ima yata'amu. Again, the middle radical vowel is fatha, so it's maf'al, yani on that pattern from ta'ima yata'amu, mata'am, yani means the place of ta'am, the place of eating or restaurant. Whoa. Any mess hall or cafeteria. The next verb, qa'ada yaq'udu, to sit. Yani the middle radical vowel is dhamma, therefore it's maf'al, maq'adun, yani a place of sitting or a seat. Haja'a yahja'u, yani Again, haja'a yahja'u is the verb that means to sleep or to be calm or peaceful. Since it is having fatha in the mudari, it's automatically maf'al, so it became mahja'un. Mahja'un, yani the place of sleeping or dormitory. Okay, now we go down to the next column, which is jim on the right side, second level, jim. These verbs are ajwaf. All of these verbs, yani kana, yakunu, qama, yakumu, tafa, yatufu, zara, yazuru, are all ajwaf verbs. It's neither naqis, nor is it mithal. So we do what? We look at the middle radical. Kana yakunu, yani middle radical being dhamma, right? So therefore it should be maf'al. So it became makanun. And there's irregularity here because it is what? Because it is a ajwaf verb. But kana yakunu, yani originally, it has a waw that has a fatha, a dhamma. So it became makan. Yani a place. Kana yakunu, a place where something is. Kana yakunu, it is in that place, makan. The next one, qama yakumu. Qama yakumu, yani to stand. So again, yani the middle radical is fatha or dhamma, therefore qama yakumu, yani here it's dhamma, right? So it would be mafa'al. Again, it's irregular, yani so, yani the weak letter became alif, and it changed from waw to alif, so it became maqamun, place of standing, like maqam of Ibrahim, the place of standing near the Kaaba. The next one, tafa yatufu, means to make tawaf, to go around something. Tawafa yatufu, to go around something. Again, it's ajwaf verb, and in the middle radical is dhamma, so it became mafa'al, irregularity, yani, instead of, yani, matwafu, it became matafu. The mataf is the place of making tawaf, going around the Kaaba. The tawaf is the circular area going around the Kaaba. The pathway that goes around the Kaaba is called the mataf. Zara yazuru, again ajwaf, yani ajwaf wawi, so it became yani mafa'al mazarun, yani the ism mechanism is mazarun, yani zara means to visit, so mazarun is the place which we visit. Yani mazar sometimes could be used for a sanctuary or a shrine that people visit. Mazar. Okay, we go to the last column, del. And these verbs are muda'af verbs. So the muda'af, if it is madmum or maftu' al-ayn, yani if it has dhamma or fatha on the ayn, then it's going to follow the rule of maf'al. So marra yamurru, dhamma became mamarrun, mamarrun. Yani the marra means to pass by or to pass over. So mamar is the place that you pass through, like a corridor or a passageway. Mamar. Halla yahullu. Yani, the middle radical vowel is dhamma, so it became mafa'al mahallun. Mahallun, yani halla, means, yani, mahal is a place, yani where something settles. Yani mahal here means a shop. Yani mahal, like a business place, location, store, a spot where somebody settles. Qarra yaqarru. Qarra yaqarru, yani means to settle somewhere, to abide, to dwell, to habitate a particular place, a residence, for example. Qarra yaqarru, the ism maf'ul is maqarrun, yani maf'al, maqarrun. Means an abode or dwelling or headquarters. Maqarrun, yani the headquarters for this organization, for example. Hatta yahuttu, yani middle radical is dhamma, so it became maf'al. Mahatta, yani with ta marbuta added. Mahattatun, yani on the pattern of maf'al. Okay, the next group after alif, ba, jim, and del, we have ha and waw. ha and wow. Okay, now we're going down to the third level. On the right side, ha. These are mithal verbs. These are mithal verbs. Okay, so mithal is automatically going to be what? Mafail. So from walada, yalidu, without considering the mudari, middle radical vowel, automatically walada, yani is mithal, so it's automatically mafail. Mawlid. Mawlid, walada means to be born. Mawlid is the place or time of someone's birth. Their birthplace or birth time, birth date. Warada yaridu. Warada yaridu means to come to a place or to arrive somewhere, to appear. It also means to be mentioned. Warada yaridu. Here we're talking about, yani, someone coming or arriving. So the ism makan from warada, yani it's a mithal, so it's automatically maw'id, I mean maf'il, so it became mawridun. From warada, mawridun. Mawridun, yani means the destination. Any the place that a person wants to arrive at. Waqafa yaqifu. Waqafa yaqifu. Yani waqafa means to stop or to stand. Yaqifu. Again, since it's mithal, it's automatically mafail. So it became from waqafa mawqifun. Mawqifun, the place where yani people stop or stand. Yani in this place, mawqif as-sayarat, the stopping place for cars or the parking lot, car lot. Wada'a yada'u. Wada'a means to put or to put something down, to place something down. Wada'a yada'u is a mithal, so it's automatically mafa'il mawdi'un. Wada'a mawdi'un, the place or spot. Place or spot. The mawdi', where something is at. Okay, turning to page 63. So this exercise number 3 shows us different types of verb. Naqis verb, mithal verb, we know those are automatically maf'al and maf'il, and then we saw those that are not naqis or mithal. If it has fatha or dhamma, it became maf'al, and if it has kasra, maf'il. And we saw mudaf verbs, and we saw ajwaf verbs as well, looking at the middle radical vowel. Exercise number 4 and exercise number 5 are both identifying ism zaman and makan, and identifying yani which pattern they are following and identifying the verb that they are derived from. Okay, the first one, exercise number 4, istakhrij mimma yati isma az-zaman wa makan. Yani bring out the ism, zaman and makan, wadhkur wazna kulli wahid minhuma, and mention the pattern, the wazn that each of, that whichever one you find, zaman or makan, what pattern it came, maf'al or maf'il, wal fi'l alladhi ushtuqqa minhu, and the verb that it is derived from. Okay, in the first sentence, yuqalu huwa minni bimara'a wa mas'a. Bimara'an wa mas'a. Wa masma'in. Masma'in. From samia. Masma'in. Okay, yuqalu, it is said, he is minni, from me, bimara'an. Yani a place where he can be seen. وَمَسْمَعٍ, place where he can be heard. Literally. Okay? That means he's in my sight and in my earshot. He's in a place where I can see him and I can hear him. مَرْعَى is يعني ism مكان from يعني رَعَى. It's on the pattern of مَفْعَل. مَسْمَع is from سَمِيَ يَسْمَعُ. It's also ism مكان on the pattern of مَفْعَل. On the pattern of maf'al, from samia yasma'u. Number 2. Qala ta'ala, inna maw'idahum as-subhu. Alaysa as-subhu biqareeb. Yani indeed their maw'id, yani the appointed time of their punishment, is as-subh, the morning. Alaysa as-subhu biqareeb. Isn't the morning near? From Surah Hud, 11th Surah, 81st Ayah. Yani in this sentence number 2, we have maw'id. And maw'id here, yani can be ism zaman and ism makan. Yani, but it's more clear that it is zaman, because maw'idahum as-subh. So the appointed time is the morning. Here, this maw'id is from the pattern of maf'il, from the mithal verb wa'ada. In number 3, we have qala, yani wa qala ta'ala, لقد كان لسبع في مسكنهم آية جنتان عن يمين وشمال. سورة السبع 34th سورة 15th آية saying of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, indeed there was for the people سبعة يعني في مسكنهم in their place of second an ayah, a sign, جنتان, two gardens on the right and on the left. In this sentence we have مسكن اسم مكان from سكنة يسكنوا يعني on the pattern of مفعل مفعلون. Number four, وقال تعالى قد علم كل أناس مشربهم. Indeed, every كل أناس, all of the people knew their مشرب. سورة البقرة second surah 60th ayah. يعني in this sentence we have مشرب, which is from شرب يشرب on the pattern of مفعل, meaning the place of drinking. Every person knew their place of drinking. Number five, وقال تعالى أليس في جهنم مثوى للكافرين. سورة الأنكبوت 29th surah 68th ayah. And here we have مثوى, which is from ثوى, يثوي, to stay somewhere. It's on the pattern of مفعل, and it means what? Indeed, أليس في جهنم, is there not in جهنم an abode, a place to stay for the كافرين. And مثوى is a فعل ناقص. So ناقص, so it's automatically مفعل. Number six, وقال تعالى ما لكم من ملجأ يومئذ. And there will not be for you any ملجأ, any place of refuge on that day. Surah Ash-Shura, I think it's 41 or 42, ayat 47. Here we have the word ملجأٌ, يعني from لجأ, يلجأ, means to seek refuge, to take refuge. يعني ملجأ, يعني it's on the pattern of مفعل, because it's neither يعني ناقص or مثال, but the middle radical in the مضاري is فتح, so it's مفعل. Number seven, عن أبي هريرة رضي الله عنه أن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم قال من قام من مجلسه ثم رجع إليه فهو أحق به, رواه مسلم. On the authority of Abu Hurairah, may Allah be pleased with him, that the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, من قام من مجلسه, whoever stood up from his majlis, ثم رجع إليه, and then he returned to it, فهو حق به, then he has more right to that place that he sat in first before anybody else got there. This is reported by Al-Imam Muslim. In this hadith we have majlis, from جَلَسَ يَجْلِسُ, it has كَسْرَ in the مُضَارِي, middle radical, therefore it's مَفْعِل, from جَلَسَ يَجْلِسُ. Okay, in the last exercise, let me look and see how much time we have. Okay, we have a good time, we have 15 minutes. Okay, the last exercise, exercise number 5, is استخرج ما في الدرس, يعني bring out, extract from the lesson, من أسماء الزمان والمكان, any nouns of زمان ومكان. That's one. وذكر وزن كل واحد منهما, and منها, and mention the وزن, the pattern, يعني مفعل ومفعل, for each one of these اسم زمان ومكان that you find. والفعل الذي اشتق منه, and also mention the verb that it is derived from. Okay, so we're going to go back to the text, and we're going to look for اسم زمان ومكان. We're going to mention its وزن, مفعل ومفعل, and also we're going to mention the verb that it is derived from. Okay, so let's go back to the text on page 59 and 60. And first line, second line, I didn't number my lines today. Wallahu musta'an. 1, 2, 3, I'm going to number them now. 4, 5, 6, 7, numbering every single line, whether it starts at the beginning of the sentence or not. 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16 lines on the first page, and then I'm going to go 1, 2, starting the numbers all over again, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 lines on the second page, okay? 16 lines on the first page, I'm going to go by line, because we're going to skip any, a lot of lines where we don't find a word. So the first line that we find, that I find a word on anywhere, unless I miss something, is on line line 5. Al-Bara says, Hamidun fil mat'am. Wa amma Abdul Hadi or Abdul Baqi faqad dhahaba ila al-masrif. So we have two words here. We have mat'am, yani from ta'ima yata'amu, has fatah in the mudari, so it's maf'al, mat'am, on the pattern of maf'al from ta'ima yata'amu, place of eating. Then we have masrif, yani from sarafa yasrifu, it has kasra in the ayn of the mudari, so it's maf'il masrif, yani on the pattern of maf'il from sarafa, yani the bank, or the place of exchanging. Then we're going to go down the line 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. I think it's on line 12. The mushrif says, نَلْتَقِي فِي مَوْقِفِي السَّيَّارَاتِ بِالْجَامِيَةِ. Yani in this line, 12, نَلْتَقِي فِي مَوْقِف. Yani مَوْقِف is from وَقَفَ, to stop or to stand. It's a مِثَال verb, so it has to be on the pattern of مَفْعِل. From وَقَفَ, يَقِفُ, مَوْقِف, the place of stopping or standing. In the next line, 13, قبل موعدي السفر. Yani the word موعدي. Yani موعد is اسم زمان from وعد يعد, to promise. Yani the appointed time of meeting. موعد. Could be appointed place too. But in this place he said, هناك قبل موعد السفر. Yani the time of سفر be نصف ساعة. The next word is in the next line, 14, في السيارة الواقفة أمام مدخل المحجعي. So we have مدخل and محجعي. مدخل is from the verb يعني دخل يدخل, so it's مفعل, on the pattern of مفعل, meaning the place of entering or the entrance. In the same sentence, the next word محجعي, يعني from حجع, is from the verb حجع يحجع. In the مضاري it has fatah, so it's maf'al, on the pattern of maf'al. Mahja, yani the place of sleeping, or resting, or being quiet and calm. And then we have in line 15, mahja again, same thing. And in line 16, the last line on page 59, we have ulaika sayalhaquna bina inda mahattatil qadai al-qadimati. Yani we have the word mahatta, from hatta yahuttu. In the mudari, it has dhamma and the middle radical, so it's مفعل, يعني محطة with تاء مربوطة added to it. Okay, I'm turning the page 60. The first line, nothing. Second line, third line, fourth line, we have في المطاف والمسعى. Two words, المطاف والمسعى. يعني المطاف is from طاف يطوف. يعني it's an أجوف verb. The middle radical is ضمة, so it's مفعل. And it's a little irregular. Yani should be matwafu, but yani because they changed the waw to alif, it became matafu. Matafa yatufu. The next word is masa'a. Masa'a, yani al masa'a is from the verb sa'a, yasa'a, to exert oneself or to run or to walk quickly. Sa'a. This is a naqis verb, so without consideration of the mudari middle radical vowel, we automatically say it is مفعل, on the pattern of مفعل, meaning the place of سع, the place of exerting oneself, walking fast or running. In the next line, number 5, we have the mushrif saying, لا تخاف الله الميسر أنا ذاهب إلى مكتبي. مكتبي, يعني is from the verb كتب يكتب, it's not ناقص, it's not مثال. So we look at the middle radical of the مضاري verb, يكتب, it's ضمة, so it's automatically مفعل, مكتبٌ, on the pattern of مفعل. And then we have in line 6, يعني موعد again, and موقف again. يعني موعد being on the pattern of مفعل, because مفعل, because it's a مثال verb. يعني from وعد, موعد, يعني from وعد يعد. And موقفٌ, we already said before, is from وقف يقف, يعني it's also a مثال verb, so it's automatically مفعيل. And this is يعني the end of what we wanted to cover. I hope that it is clear. There are actually two patterns. Did we do the last list under wow? Ooh, last four words on page 262. اللهم استعان. جزاك الله خيرا. It looks like we missed something. Oh, yes, yes. Okay, I'm sorry. Jazakallah khair. Yani, the last list of words from exercise number 3 under wow. Yani, there were two columns in the third level, ha and wow. Under wow, we had verbs that are not naqis and they are not mithal. And they have, yani, the middle radical in the mudari is kasra. Naam, the middle radical is kasra. So under this column we have raja'a, yarji'u. Raja, this is on page 62 in my book, exercise number 3, wow, on the bottom part of the page, left hand column. Raja'a, yarji'u. It's neither mithal nor naqis. We look at the middle radical vowel kasra. So it became, it's automatically maf'il marji'u. Yani marji'u means from raja'a to return. It means the authority to whom you return. A marji is a scholar or a person that we go back to. Yani when we have difference. Sarafa yasrifu. Yani to exchange or to change. Yasrifu. It has kasra in the middle radical, so it's maf'il. On that pattern from sarafa is masrif. Means the place where you exchange money or change money, the bank. The next verb, arada ya'ridu. Arada ya'ridu. Yani arada means to, and he puts something on display to make it visible, to so that it will appear. Arada ya'ridu. It's not mithal nor naqis. Middle radical of the mudari has kasra, so it's maf'il. And so the word would be ma'aridun. Yani from arada, ma'aridun means a showroom or an exhibition, place of exhibition where things are put on display. And the last one, jalasa yajlisu. Jalasa yajlisu. Naam. It's neither mithal nor naqis. Yani in the mudari, the middle radical has kasra, so it's maf'il. So here the ism makan of zaman will be majlis. Jalasa, to sit. Majlis, the place of sitting. Walhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Thank you so much for catching us on missing this last column. Very, very important. And I'll just say here that in these examples from exercise number 3, again, and we have naqis, automatically maf'al. We have mithal, automatically maf'il. And then we have yani other types of verbs, whether ajwaf or mudaaf, or yani verbs that are salim, free of any of that. And we're looking at the middle radical. If it's fatha or dhamma, it's maf'al. If it's kasra, it's maf'il. Jazakum Allah khair wa barakallahu feekum. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for myself and for each of you that He grant us success in doing whatever we do, that we do it sincerely for His sake alone with ikhlas, and that we do it yani muwafaqa to sunnah, that we do it in agreement or in accordance with the authentic sunnah of our Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala recognize, reward, and record our good deeds, and that He pardon, overlook, and forgive our mistakes and errors and sins, and that He keep us firm, and He grant us al-thabat ala sirat al-mustaqim until we return to Him in a condition in which we are pleasing to Him, and that we are pleased with Him. Ameen ya Rabbil Alameen. As far as the homework assignment for tomorrow, inshallah, or for next week, if you don't get the homework assignment early in the morning, just get started on the next lesson. The next lesson being lesson number 7, and this is also similar to this lesson. It's giving us some patterns for the ism al-ala, yani the noun that's used for instruments. Yani the noun that's derived from a verb to indicate the instrument, the tool of the instrument through which that action is carried out. We're going to see 3 patterns in this lesson. The English key is very brief, as well as the dialogue. Each of them are only 1 page, and the exercises, there are 9 exercises, 4 pages. Perhaps we may be able to do this lesson in 1 week. We're not really in a rush, but we don't want to also waste time. If we can do it in 1 week, alhamdulillah, if we can't, no problem at all. Okay, so we're going to be doing lesson 7. Please go immediately to the yani English key and the dialogue and get on this lesson, even if you don't receive the instruction early in the morning. Barakallahu feekum wa jazakum Allahu khaira.